Hey, Divine Ones, how y'all doing? Come on in. Come on in, come on in. Come on in, baby. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Y'all come on in, come on in. Popped up on y'all, baby. Come on in, come on in. All my divine ones, slide on in this thing, baby. Come on in, come on in. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Come on in, come on in. Glory be to God. Come on in, come on in. All my divine ones, baby. Yes, come on in. Let me see. Come on in, come on in. How y'all doing, baby? Come on in, come on in. All my divine ones, slide on in this thing, baby. Check on in, check on in. How y'all doing this afternoon? Come on in. Hey, Melanie Rankin. Hey, A. Bellamy. Resiliently Lou, come on in, come on in. Patricia, come on in. Bree Westbrook, good afternoon, come on in. Peculiar Beauty, come on in. Yes, Takara Taylor, come on in. Tania Bryant, Ebony is Anointed, come on in. Tyresha Singleton, come on in. Yes, baby. Level Gang, welcome to the membership. Come on in, come on in. How y'all doing this afternoon, baby? Slide on anything. Come on in, come on in. Glory be to God. Bree Styles, come on in. Come on in, baby. Kenzie, slide on in here, baby. Come on in, come on in. How y'all doing this afternoon, baby? Check on in. Come on in, all my divine ones, baby. Glory be to God. God is doing a new thing. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Jerome Sanders, come on in, come on in. Tyresha Singleton, yes, I see y'all, baby. Come on in, come on in. Yes, hit that like button. Hit that like button for Jesus, baby. Come on now. Every time you hit that like button, you're helping more people get their transformation. You're helping more people come into the kingdom of God, baby. You're helping more souls be converted to Christ. Hit that like button for Jesus, baby. Y'all come on in, come on in. Come on in, come on in, baby. God is doing a new thing. Y'all come on in, come on in. Takara Taylor say, first time catching a live membership. Slide on in here, Takara. Come on in. Michelle McDonald, come on in. Good afternoon, good afternoon. How y'all doing, baby? Yes, yes, come on in, come on in. Divinely Darling, come on in, I see you. All my members, all my divine ones, checking in, baby. Glory be to God. I just wanted to come on here, baby. God led me on here. Look, I've been in worship and just studying all day and just in the presence of God, baby, and my spirit is super sensitive. My spirit has been on fire for the kingdom of God, baby. And God told me, he sent me on this video today to be a mouthpiece for his people. I came to speak to some people that got lost in the sauce. I came to speak to some people, baby, that you feel like you don't belong nowhere. You feel like you ain't got no place that you can call home. You feel like you just out him. I hear God say, glory be to God. I hear the Lord say, baby. He says, I know you by your name. I was ministering to my children this morning. I was having a conversation with them before they left the house, and I was telling them that God knows you. Put that in the comments, baby. Say, God knows me. God knows me. He knows you, baby. And not only does he know you, but he knows you by your name. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, God knows me. He knows you, baby. And because he knows you, because he knows your name, because his stamp is on you, baby, because he has called you according to his purpose for your life, The devil got to move out of your way. Do you understand me? Because you have been called according to the purpose of God for your life, enemy got to move out your way. I see demons running. I see spirits fleeing, baby. All kind of spirits that's been troubling you. Spirits of confusion. Spirits of doubt. Spirits of fear. I see it fleeing, baby. I see it running. God says that I have called you. And he says, I know you by your name, baby. Ooh. And God began to minister this thing into my spirit today. And I saw it. I saw me being on here. I saw this before it even happened. And I saw the people that was going to come on here and that was going to be blessed by this word today. Somebody say, God knows me. Because he knows you, baby. And I want you to think about this. As powerful as he is, as powerful as God is, he has all power in his hand, baby. He says, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. He got all power in his hand. Glory be to God. The God of the universe, the God that rules the universe. Come on now. The God that owns it all, baby. Out of all that he has and out of all that he rules over heaven and earth, out of all the power that he has, as big as he is, come on now, as abundant as he is, I want you to lay hands on yourself and I want you to say, God knows me. Wait a minute, Toya. Little old me? Little old me? I'm just a little country girl. I'm just a little boy from the projects. I'm just a little girl from the projects. Wait a minute. I'm insignificant. That's what the world done told you. I'm insignificant. I just be over here in the little cut. See, God said you done lived your whole life and people done overlooked you. They done looked past you. They didn't see. They couldn't see what God placed inside of you. Many of them couldn't see it because they were too familiar with you. They too familiar with you. They got the same blood running through their veins as you. So they can never see what God has placed on the inside of you. Y'all better hear me today. Y'all share this video, baby. Share it with somebody today. Because I hear the Lord say, baby, that you about to be blessed like you ain't never been blessed before. You going to get this word today, and I see you running up out of here on fire for the kingdom of God. I hear the Lord say, you shall never be the same. Share this video with somebody today, baby. It going to bless you, and it's going to bless the person that you share it with. Because I hear God say that I know you by your name. He said, you might have not admit nothing to them folks. They might have fumbled you. They might have lied to you. They might have left you. Come on now. They might have looked over you. You might not have been significant to them. You might didn't mean nothing to them. But I hear God say, baby, that I know the number of hairs that are on your head. Ooh, he says, I know you, baby. He said, before I even formed you. Before I even formed you in your mother's womb. Before your moment of conception, I hear your daddy saying, he says, I knew you. You got to go back to that place, baby. See, I was in the world. I was lost and I was broken into a million pieces. The devil had them ripped me to shreds because I had forgot my identity. I did not know who I was in Christ. But when I remembered what I told y'all, baby, just like on the Lion King, just like with Simba, Simba was out there lost. Simba was out there eating all kind of stuff, baby. Outside of his inheritance. Outside of the place that he was destined to be. It wasn't until he remembered. Somebody say, I gotta remember. Ooh, put it in the comments, baby. I feel the power of God today. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, I gotta remember. You in that broke down relationship because you done forgot. You dealing with a spirit of depression because you done forgot. You being overcome with a spirit of fear because you done forgot. God said, my people are suffering from a spiritual identity crisis. He said, I need you to come on. He said, it's 911 emergency. He said, I need all hands on deck. I recorded a video last night, said the kingdom of heaven is hiring. I'm going to drop that thing for y'all in a few days, baby, when the Lord released me to drop it. But I hear God say that I'm hiring, baby, and the positions are available. He said, you got to come on in. Come on in, baby. We got to pray that the Father will send more workers into the vineyard because the harvest is plentiful. But the laborers are few. Come on now. So you got to remember. You got to remember your spiritual identity. You got to remember who you are in Christ. Just like they told Simba on the Lion King. His dad said, remember. Remember. Ooh, come on now. I can hear the voice of God, baby, ringing in my spirit like thunder, baby. I can hear your daddy speaking in the spirit realm. He's calling you. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, God is calling me. Ooh, that's why you ain't got no peace in that situation that you used to be comfortable in, baby. That's why you can't hang around them folks no more. That's why the stuff that you used to be at ease with, it done started getting on your nerve. That's why you can't deal with this stuff no more, baby, because God is calling you. I got chills in him, baby. He's calling you. Do you understand me? I hear him say, I'm calling you to new levels. Ooh, I'm calling you to new territory, baby. The Lord shall expand your territory. He is enlarging your territory, baby. But you got to get to the place that God has designated for you to be in. You cannot stay on that level that you currently on and thinking that God going to drop everything off to you, because your blessing ain't going to come to you on the shore. You got to launch out into the deep. Somebody say, God is calling me. He calling me. He calling me. I remember sitting on my job, and it got to the point where I was saying, y'all don't hear that. Y'all don't hear that, baby. He calling me. God calling my name. So my purpose was calling me. So come on now. All that stuff I was wrapped up and tied up in, I couldn't sit in it no more. I couldn't sit in mediocrity no more. I couldn't sit in complacency no more, because the Lord was calling me. And I hear him say that I'm calling you. The same way. He calling you. He calling you. Uh-huh. See, people think you trying to act funny. They think you being funny because you don't want to do the things that you used to do. You don't want to get down the way you used to get down. It ain't that you done switched up. It ain't that you acting funny. It ain't that you done forgot where you came from. But you can hear it in the spirit. Come on now. You can hear the spiritual alarm going off that something is changing in me, Toya. God is calling me. He calling you, baby. He calling you. Come on now. Can't you hear the phone ringing in the spirit? Ooh, can't you hear the phone ringing? You don't want to send this to voicemail. Do you understand me? You don't want, like back in the day, you don't want to let the answer machine get it. Y'all know how we used to say, let the machine get it. That's that old school right there. Back in the day, we had them landlines. We had them physical, them big old voice message machines, answering machines. And somebody will call and we didn't want to answer the phone. They say, let the machine get it. You don't want to let the machine get this one. Do you understand me? You don't want to send this one to voicemail. You don't want to miss this call. Ooh, you don't want to look up and see that you got one missed call from the kingdom of heaven. You got one missed call from your father, baby. He says, I am calling you. Will you answer? I want you to listen. And not with this ear, but I want you to listen with your spiritual ear. If you listen in the spirit, you will begin to hear a ring. You will begin to hear the phone ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. Can't you hear that? Ooh, somebody say, can't you hear that? Come on now. I speak over each and every one of you today that your ears shall be made open, that your eyes shall be made open, and that you will become attentive to the voice of God, that your spirit will become so sensitive. Ooh, that you will hear him every time he speak to you, that you will hear him every time he call you, baby. I hear God say that I'm raising the sensitivity in your spirit. Y'all know when something is super sensitive, oh, you can't stand for nobody to touch it. Any little touch, you going to jump. Any little touch, you going to feel that thing. I hear the Lord say that that's the way I'm doing with you in the spirit. That's what God is doing with you in the spirit, baby. I hear God say that I'm increasing your sensitivity in the spirit. I hear God say every time I release something, every time I speak to you, he say you're going to be so sensitive to that thing, baby. You're going to be like, ooh, y'all didn't hear that. Come on now. Y'all didn't hear that. Y'all didn't feel that. I can feel the presence of God. Ooh, I can feel the anointing of God in this place, baby. I can hear God calling me. Can't you hear that? That's what I hear y'all saying. Can't you hear that? He's calling me. Ooh, and he knows you by your name. I was ministering to my children this morning, and when I'm talking to them, I notice like when I'm talking to the kids versus when I'm talking to the adults, I have to change my language a little bit. You have to kind of break it down a little bit so the children can understand it in their own way. And if y'all remember, I was telling y'all I'm going to be doing something for the kids. We're going to be putting something together for the kids. And I see me ministering to the children. I see us doing something for our baby eaglets, for our little divine ones, baby. We're going to be putting something together. CK, thank you so much. And God is preparing me to do that with my own children. I'm talking and teaching and ministering to my own children. And he spoke to me this morning as I was in my kitchen talking to them and teaching them and ministering to them. He said, the same way you're doing with them, he said, you're going to do it with the other baby eaglets. The same way you're teaching them, the same way you're showing them, he said, that's the way I want you to raise up this whole generation that's coming up. And as I was in my kitchen talking to them this morning, and I was telling them about how God knows your name. God knows you. And I told them, I said, out of all the billions and billions of people that's walking this earth, and I'm saying the same thing to y'all, baby. Out of the billions and billions, I want you to think about how many people walking this earth. Go look it up on Google. Go look up how many people on this earth. Billions and billions of people that's walking this earth. And you mean to tell me that out of the billions and billions of people, and not even to mention all the people that ever lived, we don't even know how many people have walked this earth from beginning to now. Hey, Marque, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. So think about that. Out of all them people, you mean to tell me that God knows my name? He knows me? Come on now, I want y'all to let this sink into your spirit. You mean to tell me he knows me? And so I was breaking it down like that to my children. And I was telling them, I said, as much power as God has, as much power as he holds in his hand, he is God, baby. He is bigger than anything that you could ever imagine. Take the biggest thing you could ever imagine, baby. And you got a 20X, 30X, 40X. It ain't no number. It's infinity times infinity. How big God is, how powerful he is, how powerful he is. And I was telling them, out of all the power that he has, yet and still, he knows your name. He knows little old you. He knows you by name. He knows everything about you. Do you hear me? He watches over everything that concerns you. And as I was talking to them, I wish y'all could have seen, could have saw the look on their faces. The look on their faces, it was a look of amazement. It was a look of excitement. It was a look. When we began to educate our children on the things of God and we show them the ways of the kingdom. See, anytime somebody is exposed to the kingdom of heaven, you are exposed to the kingdom of God. This is how you know that you in the midst of kingdom, because kingdom teaching gonna excite you. Do you understand me? Kingdom teaching ain't gonna make you fall asleep. Kingdom teaching is gonna excite you. It's gonna wake you up in the spirit. Come on now. When you discover the kingdom of heaven, baby, you will find that your search is over. You ain't gotta look for nothing else, because everything you ever wanted, everything you ever looked for, it's in the kingdom of God. And as I was speaking to them, the look that they had on their faces, it was amazement. Like, God know my name? He know my name? Yes, baby. He know your name. As big as he is. And I want y'all to think about like a celebrity. Think about somebody. Cause I got to make this practical. I got to break this thing down, baby, so you can understand it. So the baby can understand it. Think about somebody that you put way up there. And you say, woo, if I could just meet that person, if I could just connect with that person, if I could just sit down and have a conversation with that person, ooh, if I meet that person, you know you would just be starstruck. You would just be falling out, baby. And I want you to imagine that you sitting somewhere and that person walk in the room and they say, Melanie Rankin. They say, Laura Paisley. Come on now. They say, Kimberly Anita. They say, Latoya O'Keefe. Come on now. And what you gonna do? You gonna look around. This is how I'm telling the children. You be like, you look around like, did they just say my name? Did they just call me? Wait a minute. You know me? You know my name? God say that's exactly the way it is, baby. That's exactly the way it is. And that's what I was explaining to the children this morning. I told my son, I was telling my oldest son, I said, I want you to take your number one superhero. Who is your number one superhero? Out of all the movies, out of all the, what you call that thing they be watching, the Marvel something, Marvel Heroes, Marvel Studios or something. Take your the hero, the superhero that you put above all the other superheroes. And I want you to imagine him coming in and him saying, TJ. I want you to imagine him coming in calling you by your name. I want you to imagine him coming in and saying, Tamar, Takari. And you looking around and you saying, oh my goodness, he know my name. Oh my goodness, he know my name. Come on now. God say that's how it is, baby. He said, I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Lords, baby. He has all power in his hand. He is the God of the universe. He is the ruler of the universe. He rules over heaven. He rules over this earth, baby. And out of all that he has, and out of all that he runs, and out of all that he takes care of, and out of all the power that he has in his hand, baby, he is the number one superhero. Do you understand me? Yet he knows you. He knows you personally. He knows your name. Somebody say, God knows my name. And I want you to find comfort in this word today. I want you to find comfort. I want you to find peace in this word today. That whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, baby, God said that this too shall pass. Because God knows your name, because he watches over everything that concerns you. Jocelyn Lee, welcome to the membership, baby. Because he watches over everything that concerns you. Because he knows your name. God said you're going to be all right. Y'all listen to this. Isaiah 43:1. I want y'all to write this scripture down. Isaiah 43:1. And I'm going to start reading at the part that says, do not fear. Isaiah 43:1. Glory to God. And I think this is the Amplified version. Isaiah 43:1. It says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. This is your daddy talking now. This is your heavenly father speaking to you, baby. He telling you, do not be afraid. Come on now. Somebody put this in the comments, baby. Say, I ain't never scared. Come on now. Look, you had to be back in the day to remember that one. You back in them club days. You know, y'all know how we used to be saying, I ain't never scared. Put it in the comments, baby. Say the divine ones ain't never scared. I hear God say, do not fear. Tell the devil today, baby, I ain't never scared. You want to attack me? You want to come for me? Bring it. What we say? Bring it. Okay. Bring it on. Ooh. Bring it on then, devil. Come on now. Because I ain't never scared. Speak it over yourself. Look, you might be full of fear. You might be full of a spirit of fear. But don't you speak that thing. Call those things that be not as though they were. Tell the devil, I ain't never scared. Okay. Because this is what your daddy telling you. He says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. Do y'all know what it means to redeem something? I did a whole message about this. To redeem means to buy something back. To redeem something means that you buy it back. You take it back. The Lord says that I have redeemed you. Ooh. You were once in the hands of the enemy. The enemy once had you in his fold. He once dominated over you. You didn't know your left from your right. The enemy had you running like a chicken with your head cut off. Come on now. Got you overthinking, got you overanalyzing, got you full of doubt, got you full of self-doubt, got you full of fear. But God said, I bought you back. Come on now. When Jesus came and gave his life, he gave his life as the ransom. Come on now. Y'all know when somebody done been stolen, when somebody done been kidnapped, and they say, yeah, you want a bike, you can get a bike, but you gotta pay this. Gotta pay this ransom. Come on now. It was a price that was so expensive. Ooh. It was a price that was so expensive, baby. The Savior, Jesus Christ, he shed his blood for you. Come on now. He gave his life in exchange for yours. Now, for God to do that, God had to see something in you. Come on now. He had to see some value in you. He had to see some power in you. He had to see some worthiness in you. And I hear God say that you got to see it in yourself. Don't you let God be the only one that can see it in you, baby. Because for him to pay the ransom, you pay a ransom for something, that's because you know it's valuable. That's because you know that it's worth something, baby. Somebody say I'm worthy. Put it in the comments. Say I am valuable. I am worthy. God says so. And he knows you by your name, baby. I don't care how these folks see you. I don't care how these folks treat you. You better know and understand, baby, that God knows you. And he knows you by your name. And you are valuable to God. You are worthy to God, baby. He said, do not fear, for I have redeemed you from captivity. See, you was once in bondage. But God said, I have redeemed you. You were once in the hands of the enemy. The enemy came upon you to eat up your flesh, but he stumbled and he fell. Why? Because God is with you, baby. And I hear God say that I snatched you. Ooh, it's snatched by season, baby. Somebody put it in the comments. Say it's snatched by season. I hear your daddy say, baby, just when the enemy thought he was going to have you, just when the enemy thought that you weren't going to make a comeback, I hear God say that I pulled up and I snatched you out of the hands of the enemy. Come on now. I snatched you out of the hands of depression. I snatched you out of the hands of poverty, baby. God said, I snatched you. You are too valuable to the kingdom of heaven. Come on now. Before sight, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. Isaiah 43 and 1. Your daddy says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have snatched you back from captivity, and I have called you. Come on now. There you go. There it go. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, there it go. Your daddy say, I have called you by your name. Ooh, he says, I know you by your name, baby. I hear him calling your name in the spirit. I hear him saying, Ruthia. I hear him saying, Sister Webster. Come on now. I hear him saying, Gwendolyn Wigfall. I hear him calling you today, baby. Before sight, thank you so much again for your seed. I hear him calling you, baby. Lola, thank you so much, baby. That's it. Never scared. Let go. Let go, baby. I hear the divine ones say, take off. It's take off season for the divine ones, baby. Let's go. Suit up. I hear the Lord say, eagle, suit up. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, there you go. God says that I have called you by name. Oh, and listen to this poem. I glorified God. I shouted when I read this poem, baby. He says, I have called you by name and you are mine. You are mine. Oh, somebody put it in the comments today, baby. Say, I am his. I am his. I feel the power of God today. It's a sweet anointing that's on this live today. It's a sweet anointing. I remember hearing the old folks used to sing a song, say, he's sweet, I know. Oh, it's a sweet anointing that's on this live today, baby. Everybody that come up in this thing today, I hear the Lord say, you're going to be blessed beyond measure. Oh, and this anointing shall follow you. Come on now. It shall follow you all the days of your life. And you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. That's it, baby. Speak that thing today. Say, I am his. You don't have to feel less than because somebody didn't put something on you or give you something that you wanted all your life. Come on now. Somebody didn't give you validation. Somebody didn't give you confirmation. Somebody didn't make you feel like you was worthy. Somebody didn't validate your feelings. So God say, let that go, baby. He said, let it go today and understand that you are mine. Come on now. He said, you have been, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me read this scripture, baby. Let me read this thing. Jeremiah 1 and 5. I want y'all to write that one down too. Jeremiah 1 and 5. This is why God say that you can't try to fit in with these folks. You can't try to force nothing. God say, you got to receive the love from me. You got to receive the validation from me. Because he said, long before any of this stuff jumped off, I had already set you apart. Listen to Jeremiah 1 and 5, the Amplified Version. This is your daddy speaking. He says, before I formed you in the womb, long before your mama took the pregnancy test, come on now, long before she got morning sickness, long before she started feeling a little different, long before her nose started swelling, long before them feet started swelling, long before that belly started coming out, long before your moment of conception, Jeremiah 1 and 5, he says, before I formed you in the womb. Mm. What kind of God is this? Come on now. What kind of God is this that we talking about, baby? That he knew me. Wait a minute now. See, you got to break this thing down. Wait a minute now, Toya. You mean to tell me that he knew me before he formed me in my mother's womb? Wait a minute. So he knew me before I even knew myself. He knew my name. I want you to sit with this thing today. And I want you to point to yourself. I want you to lay hands on yourself. And I want you to say, wait a minute now. He knew me. He knew me. Before my conception, he knew my name. He knew what I would be. He knew what I would do. He knew what I would become. He knew every mistake that I would make. Come on now. Your mistakes might be news to you, but it ain't news to God. It ain't news to God, baby. He already knew that. And he say, before the foundation of the world, baby, the ransom was already paid for you. Ooh. The lamb was already slain. Come on now. Jesus had already gave his life, baby. So while you still sitting in that bondage, when the Lord has delivered you, when he has made you whole, somebody put it in the comments today, baby. Say, I am free. I don't care what you're battling with. I don't care what you're currently, presently fighting right now in your life. I don't care what kind of spirit. I don't care what kind of bad habit. I don't care what kind of soul tie. I don't care what kind of addiction. You better receive the word of the Lord today and hear me when I tell you that you are already free. It is an illusion. It is an illusion. It ain't even real. Come on now. It ain't even real. The only thing that is real is you, baby. The only thing that is real is your spirit. The only thing that is what you decree it to be. And what you say shall be established, not what the enemy say. Stop coming into agreement with the devil, baby. And you got to speak life over yourself today. And you got to say, I am free. I am free, Toya. I'm free from this addiction. I'm free from this soul tie. I'm free from this spirit. I'm free from these negative habits. I'm free from this. You got to speak it, baby. You can't wait till it. You can't. See, I used to sit there and wait for something to just hit me. I'm thinking something's just going to hit me. Hit me upside the head and just make me stop. I'm just going to stop one day. I don't know how. I'm just going to stop. Just hit me. And then nothing never come. I had to open up my mouth. Do y'all hear me? What we said, it's in your voice. Your healing is in your voice. Ooh, your breakthrough is in your voice. Come on now. Your deliverance is in your voice. So you got to open your mouth today and you got to declare, you got to decree that I am free. Every time the devil bring it back to you, he try to laugh in your face, try to tell you, ha ha, that ain't working. You might well stop saying that. You might well stop praying. You might well stop writing in your journal. You might well stop going on them videos. You might well stop talking about you going to the seminar. You might well stop talking about you joining the Divine Ones, because that stuff ain't going to work. Every time he come talking in your mind, putting them thoughts in your head, you got to cast it down with the word of God, baby. You got to pick up the spiritual sledgehammer. The word of God is the spiritual sledgehammer. You got to open your mouth. Your power is in your voice. And you got to decree it. I am free. I am free. Come on now. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Long before your moment of conception, I knew you. Long before you even came into consciousness, before you even knew your left from your right, before you even knew right from wrong, your father says, I knew you. Come on now. I knew you and I ordained you. Listen, Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. This is the Amplified version. And it says, and I approved of you as my chosen instrument. Somebody say this, baby, and put it in the comments. Say, I am the chosen one. You are the chosen one. Do you understand me? The Bible is a book about you. It's talking about you. Do you understand me? God gave you real life experiences so that you could relate that to you. It's talking about you. Truther, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, I am the chosen one. And whatever you say, come on now, whatever you decree, whatever you open up your mouth and say, so be it unto you. So we got to stop using our power for evil. We got to stop using our power to build Satan's kingdom. And we got to start building God's kingdom. We got to speak the word. We got to use our power to decree the word of God. Only thing we manifesting is the word of God. That's it. Come on now. That's what God gave us that power to do. He didn't give us that power for us to go do some stuff on our own. Go do some stuff by our own will. He gave us that power to speak life and to give life to things by our words and by our thoughts. He gave us that power so that we could bring his word to life. Come on now. That's the only thing we manifesting is the word of God. Glory be to God. He says, I approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, before you even came out the birth canal, baby, come on now. Before your mama ever saw your face for the first time, he says, I consecrated you. I consecrated you. I set you apart. I set you aside from the rest of this generation to myself as my own. This is your daddy speaking, baby. He said, before you were ever even born, before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I knew your name. I knew you before you knew yourself. And I put purpose over your life. I put destiny over your life. Listen to God today, baby. I put legacy over your life. Josh Lean, thank you so much again, baby. God put purpose over your life, destiny over your life. He packed you full of gifts, packed you full of the anointing. You are loaded. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I am loaded. Glory to God. He say, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and I approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were even born, I consecrated you to myself as my own. Another reason why you will never fit in with certain people and doing certain things is because that you weren't created for that purpose. A lot of times we try to fit in with stuff when we weren't even created for that purpose. We were created to be for God. You were created for God's use. God say, ain't nobody else got no business using you. The devil ain't got no business using you. Come on now. He said, I want to get the glory out of you. I want to get the glory from your story. He said, I set you aside for my use, baby. You are mine. What did he tell us in Isaiah 43:1, baby? He says, I have called you by name. You are mine. See, when you know that you are God's, can I talk to some people that feel like an orphan in the spirit today? You feel like you don't belong. You feel like you don't fit in. You feel like an outcast. You feel like an outsider. You're not an outsider, baby. You have been consecrated. God has consecrated you to himself, baby. He said, I set you aside for my use. And because he put his name on you, because his spirit is in you, because the anointing is on your life, people will never understand. Except God reveal it to them. Except God open up their eyes in the spirit. They will never be able to see who you are and the power that you walking with. Because you are God's. You are his, baby. Glory to God. Let's go back to Isaiah 43:1. After he says, I have called you by name. You are mine. The second verse says, when you pass through the waters. Sometime when you're walking this transformation journey, baby, that thing gonna call for you to get a little wet. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, you gotta get wet. You gotta get wet, baby. So to my folks that saying, I can't get my hair wet. my hair. Toya, wait a minute. I gotta put my cap on. I can't get my hair wet. I just got my hair did. That made me think about that movie that I used to watch back in the day, Baps, with Halle Berry. Baps and I can't think of the other lady name, but the other lady's name, and I think she just recently passed. That movie, I remember we used to watch that movie back in the day, and when they was out there in the pool and she was laying on the thing, laying on the floaty thing, and she fell over in the water and she jumped up out of that pool so quick, baby. She said, "Oh, my hair." She said, "Baby, when she wet her hair, when she fell under that water, everything stopped. Everything stopped." Y'all know, baby, for when a black woman get her hair wet, everything stopped. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't let us be done got that thing dead, baby. You done just got it dead. You just got that fresh sew in. Just got that fresh wig, baby. Just got that fresh wig. That fresh do. You mess around and let a black woman get her hair wet. Ooh. Cause see, our hair don't do like other folk hair. When our hair get wet, baby, it's a whole nother story. Other folk hair, they got different textures and stuff. They hair get wet and it just, ooh, they can just go. But our hair get wet, we got to stop the show. We got to stop the show. Wait a minute, baby, because I'm about to be looking like one of them little, what the little thing was, the little trolls. I'm about to be looking like a troll in here, baby, with my hair sticking up on top of my head. Don't let her be done just got that silk press, baby. Ooh, she done got that silk press. And she mess around and get her hair wet. A chill pet. Yes, Melanie. Her whole chill pet. Sometimes this transformation walk gonna call for you to get a little wet. Ooh. Are you willing to get wet for Jesus, baby? Come on now. Are you willing to go down through the waters, baby? Are you gonna be sitting there saying, "Oh, my hair"? That was what she said on the movie. Everything stopped, baby. She said, "My hair got wet." She jumped up out that pool, baby. She stomped off in the house. Cause when that hair get wet, everything stopped. See, God looking for some folk that can get wet and can keep on going. He looking for some folks that can take a licking and keep on ticking. Cause sometimes this transformation journey gonna call for you to get a little wet. In other words, you gotta get a little uncomfortable. Okay, you gonna be stretched to some limits. You gonna be stretched to some heights that you ain't never been before. God, as he calls you, baby, you gonna be tapping into levels and you gonna be meeting all kind of folks and you gonna be in all kind of new rooms and it's gonna be very uncomfortable. Gotta get wet. Uncomfortable. In other words, when God say you gotta get wet, he's saying that you gotta be comfortable being uncomfortable. Somebody write that down, baby. Put it in your journal with your blue ink pen. Say, "I gotta get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because I know that if I'm comfortable, I ain't growing. I ain't growing. I must experience some level of discomfort. I must experience some level of nervousness, some level of fear, some level. But I can't let that stop me." See, that's what courage is. That's what it means to be courageous. To be courageous don't mean that you never feel fear, but it means that you feel the fear, but you don't let it stop you. Come on now. Okay, you had to go through the waters. You had to get a little wet. You had to end up getting a divorce. You had to end up going through a breakup. You had to end up working a job that was less than you. That was less than you would normally take. You had to take a salary that was less than what you normally made. You had to take a demotion. Come on now. You had to deal with folks hurting your feelings. You had to deal with folks disappointing you. Any type of situation that you find yourself in that is uncomfortable, that's you getting wet. That's you getting wet, baby. Are you willing to get wet for Jesus? Are you willing to go down through the waters? Because listen to what your daddy is telling you, baby. He's saying when you pass through the waters, when you get in them uncomfortable situations, when you're being stretched, when you're being tried by the fire, come on now, when it feel like you in over your head, when it feel like the water is rising above your head, when it feel like you about to drown, when it feel like you about to give up, listen to what he say. When you pass through the waters, I can shout in here today, baby. He said, "I will be with you." Ooh. He said, "You are not by yourself." Y'all better receive that thing today. Come on now. He said, when you pass through the waters, baby, when you got to get a little wet, when you got to get a little wet for Jesus, he said, "Don't worry, baby." Because this is what I love about my daddy. This is what I love about our Heavenly Father, baby. He is not a God that's too clean or too high up, too sedated, like some of these leaders is. He ain't too sedated. He ain't too uppity that he can't come in that thing with you. God say, I come in that thing with you, baby. He said, what you dealing with today? What you going through today? He said, I will come wherever you are. Ooh, that's what he do for the chosen one, baby. God said, I don't care if you're in the trash can. I don't care if the devil done buried you in the bottom of the ocean, baby. He said, I'm coming in that thing. Y'all know, about your child, you don't play about your child. What we say, wherever my child at, if somebody called me right now and they tell me, TJ is such and such, such and such, Taylor is such and such, such and such, Kari is such and such, such, I don't care what they tell me they eat. Do you understand me? I'm coming up in that thing. And you can't tell me I can't come in here. They're going to have to hold me back. Come on now. Y'all know how it is when you get in parent mode. You get in mama mode. You get in daddy bow, mama bow. Come on now, Laura. And they try to tell you, you can't go in there with you. Ma'am, y'all going to have to hold me back then. Because it ain't no way I'm not finna be in there with my child. Come on now. And God say, even people, he said, people that don't even serve me, people that don't even live for me, you are like that about your own child. Now he said, how much more I could run in here today? Come on now. People that don't even serve God, baby. People that don't even, ain't even gave their life to Christ. They like that about their own children. Even the wicked people like that about their own children. So God say, how much more do you think that I love you, baby? He said, I am the good father. Ooh. I am the good shepherd, baby. And he said, I'm coming up in that thing. God said, I don't care where you at. Ooh, I don't care what kind of bondage you in. He said, even if you're in some type of drugs or alcohol, you in a high right now. God said, it ain't no high. It ain't no high that I can't come through. Holy Spirit will come right through that thing, baby. Some of y'all done experienced that. You done tried to numb the pain. You done tried to take all kind of pills. You done tried to take all kind of substances, all kind of drugs, all kind of shots, all kind of alcohol, but you still couldn't turn that voice off in your head. Come on now. You still heard God calling you, baby. You can still feel the presence of God. You can still feel the anointing on your life, even in the midst of that high. You still knew, I got a calling on my life. God has called me to something great. I done met all kind of folks throughout my life that been on the corner, that done been on drugs, currently on drugs. But them folks spoke a word into my life. Do you hear me? That blessed me. Them folks was gifted. Them folks was anointed. God say, I don't care where you at. I don't care what you in, baby. He'll come through the strip club if he need to. Come on now. To get his child. When you somewhere you ain't got no business being, when you caught up in something, when God got need of you somewhere else, God said, I don't care where you at. He said, I'm coming up in that thing. Just like we get that phone call and we coming up in that thing. Tell mama what the matter. Come on now. Tell daddy what the matter. Who did it? Who did it? Glory be to God. This is your daddy speaking. He said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Just like he got in that furnace with them three Hebrew boys. Even when the devil throw you in the fiery furnace, baby. Even when you got to walk through the pits of hell. Do you hear me? God said, I will come up in that thing, baby. Because when they threw them three Hebrew boys in there and they looked into the furnace, they say, didn't we throw in three? Wait a minute now. They thought their eyes was fooling them. They say, wait a minute now. One, two, three. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay, one, two, three. Did we throw in three? Right, we throw in three. We put three in there, right? They say, yeah, you put three in there. But why when I look, I see four men? And back up, back up, back up. Wait, somebody say back it up, back it up, back it up, back it up. Come on now. Because when they said, wait a minute, didn't we throw in three men? They said, didn't we throw in three men bound? We bounded them up. We tied their hands so they couldn't move. They couldn't break free even if they wanted to. We bounded their hands. We bounded up their feet. Come on now. Glory be to God. Y'all hang on 1 second. I gotta grab this real quick. God is speaking. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, God is speaking. God is speaking. God is speaking, because I got to pull this, because I want y'all to pull it and go read it. My God. Hold on one second. Let me grab this. They say, didn't we throw in three men? Didn't we throw in three men, and didn't we throw them in bound up? We tied their hands, we tied their feet so that they could not move, so that they couldn't break free, baby. Y'all hang on one second. Glory be to God. Holy Spirit is moving today. Daniel 3. Third chapter of Daniel. I want y'all to write that down. That's who I'm talking about when I'm referring to the three Hebrew boys. That's who I'm talking about. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come on now. They say, then we throw in three. We tied their hands. We bound them up. We bound their feet so that they could not move. And they thought their eyes was fooling them. They said, wait a minute. Now, then we throw in three. But why, when I look, I see four men. And I see four men walking around loose. Loose. Do you understand me? That's what God do for the chosen one, baby. When the enemy throw you into the fiery furnace, when the enemy lie on you, when the enemy put his mouth on you, when the enemy go to talking and running his mouth, talking out the side of his neck about you, let him talk, baby. Do you hear me? Let him talk. Let him do what they do. Because what we said, God gonna give you double for your trouble, baby. See, a lot of the time the devil think he's setting you up. All he doing is setting you up for your blessing. Just like with them three Hebrew boys, baby. All he doing is setting you up for your blessing. All he doing is setting you up for your anointing. Because little he didn't know, see, like my grandma not say, little he didn't know, see, when he threw you in there, Holy Spirit was already in that thing. Ooh, Jesus was already in that thing, baby. That's one of the things I love about the God that we serve. He ain't too clean. He ain't too uppity. He ain't too high. He ain't too sedated, baby. See, a good leader knows how to come down to your level. Ooh, a good leader knows how to come down where you at and pull you up with them. See, they ain't gonna sit up on their high horse and look down on you. Cause you ain't where they at. Cause you ain't got what they got. Cause you ain't doing it like they doing it. A good leader gonna come down to your level. They gonna come see about you. Come on now. They gonna speak to that pain that you dealing with. They gonna speak to that situation that you dealing with. And then they gonna give you solutions, baby. They gonna help you rise up out of that situation. Glory be to God. That's what God is doing for y'all today, baby. And he's sending people into your life that's going to meet you right where you are. And they're going to bring something to you. They're going to bring a special gift. They're going to bring some type of anointing, some type of knowledge, some type of talent that they have that's going to bless your life. And it's going to help you to elevate. It's going to help you to earn more. It's going to help you to be happier. It's going to help you to get back to that place that God has called you to be in. They say, then we throw in three. But why is it that we see four men and we see them up and we see them walking around? Come on now. And we see them loose. God say, I don't care what kind of bondage the enemy done put on you, baby. He says, I'm loosing you today. Come on now. Say it again, baby. Say, I am free. God is loosing you today. And he says, even in the midst of the fiery furnace, he said, I will deliver you in the furnace. Ooh. I will deliver you in the furnace. And listen, when the king saw this, baby, it made him a believer. It made him a believer. When people see the power of God on your life, when they see how you were set up to be destroyed, but they see how God flipped that thing. And they see how the Holy Spirit is with you and how you walking around in the fiery furnace. I hear folks saying, now she going through all that and she ain't lost her mind. See, the king was, he couldn't believe what his eyes were seeing. He couldn't believe that these three Hebrew boys was in the fire and they were walking around, but the fire did not burn them. Come on now. He was trying to figure out why they wasn't dead. How they still alive? Somebody say, because God is with me. Ooh. They had God in that thing with them, baby. Do you understand me? And I hear the Holy Spirit say that when I am with you, baby, he says that the fire will not burn you. Oh, now you know that's power right there. Come on now. Somebody say that's power right there. Oh, that's some power right there, baby. When you can be in the midst of the fire and the fire can't touch you. Can't touch you. Do you understand me? Y'all like MC Hammer and anything, baby. Tell the devil, say you can't touch this. Can't touch this, baby. I don't care if you walking through the fire in your marriage. Walking through the fire on that job. You got to step into the furnace every day you walk in that place. You stepping into the furnace. But God say the fire will not burn you. And people going to wonder, how I done put all this hell on her and she ain't cussed me out yet? How I done put all this hell on him and he still got a smile on his face? That's how the devil do, baby. He throw you in the furnace and then he watch to see you burn up. And he trying to figure out why you ain't burnt up yet. He trying to figure out how you still standing. Somebody say, because God is with me. Didn't you know? See, Lil, you didn't know, devil. Bye, with your ugly self. Because God is with me. And he know me by my name. He know my name, baby. That's what I hear y'all saying. You talking that big talk, baby. You standing on kingdom business. I hear you saying, my daddy know my name. He knows me. He knows my name. And before I was ever even formed in my mother's womb, he consecrated me. He ordained me. He set me aside for his use. And he is with me. When I gotta pass through the waters, when I gotta get wet, come on now. I don't mind getting wet for Jesus. Somebody say that today, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, I don't mind. I don't mind getting wet for Jesus. I get wet, baby, because I tap dance for the devil. Okay. I walked on eggshells for the devil for 30 years. You mean to tell me I can't get wet for Jesus? I'm down for it. Whenever he called me, baby, let's go. Let's get wet. Somebody say that, baby. After you say, I don't mind, say, let's get wet. Let's get wet. We getting wet for Jesus. You got to be okay with being uncomfortable. You got to be okay with being stretched. You got to be okay with striving for greatness. Even when the devil throw you in the fiery furnace. God say, I'm getting in that thing with you just like a good parent. Just like a good parent. Come on now. Wherever your child let, if they let you in that thing, you coming in now. You coming in now. And you're going to make sure they got food. You're going to make sure, are they feeding you right in him? How they treating you in him? Come on now. God said, I'm coming up in that thing. You are my chosen one. You are my anointed one, baby. Come on now. And God says, you are mine. And I'm coming in now. Glory be to God. Glory to God. You know what? I think YouTube think we talking about something else because it's saying it's holding y'all's comments for review. When y'all said, let's get wet. I think they think we talking about something else, baby, because it's holding y'all comments. But you know what? Bye, devil, with your ugly self. Because we talking about kingdom, baby. We talking about kingdom stuff. We look, get your mind out the gutter, devil. We ain't talking about that stuff. We talking about kingdom stuff. Glory be to God. We getting wet for Jesus. That's what we talking about. We talking about getting uncomfortable. Being comfortable being uncomfortable. Glory be to God. He says, I will be with you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. He said, the fire, he said, the waters will not overtake you. You will not be destroyed. God said, I will not leave you in the hands of your enemies, baby. I will not leave you in that depression. I will not leave you in that poverty. I will not leave you in that confusion. I will not leave you in that sickness. That sickness is not unto death. Do you understand me? I hear the Lord say that I shall deliver you, baby, because you are mine and I know you by your name. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. How can fire burn fire? That's what God told me. He said, how can fire burn fire? Why are you worried about getting burnt when you got the divine fire of the Holy Spirit burning on the inside of you, baby? How can fire burn fire? God is with you. God is with you. The third verse says, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. He says, I am your God, baby. I am the Lord your God. And I know you by your name. I know you personally. I want y'all to really sit with that. You got to meditate with that. You got to meditate with that. You're not going to be able to get the full depth of that just from me saying it to you on this video. You're going to have to sit and meditate with that. To meditate on the word of God means to let it run throughout your mind over and over and over and over. God knows me. He knows me. While you washing your clothes, you saying, God knows me. He know my name. He know me personally. He know my setbacks. He know my shortcomings. He knows about my mistakes. Come on now. He knows my insecurities. He knows my frustrations. He knows my anger. He knows what angers me. He knows my disappointments. He knows my aspirations, my goals. He knows me. And he knows me by my name. You got to meditate with that. And each and every one of you, you meditate whether you're conscious of it or not. You let stuff run throughout your mind over and over and over. You worry. You stress yourself out. You overthink. That's meditation. You're just meditating on the wrong thing. But he said, when you meditate on my word day and night, be careful to do everything that is written in it. And he says, then I will make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Good success. Somebody put that in the comments. Say good success. You shall have good success. But you got to meditate on the word of God. You got to sit with that thing. God knows me. He knows me. He knows me. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows the intimate details about you. All the secret things that you hide from other people, all the things in your heart that you've never shared. You have things in your heart that you've never told people, that you've never shared with anybody because you didn't feel like you could trust nobody. You didn't feel like nobody was in your corner. You didn't share it because you didn't want to be judged. You didn't want people to look at you like, ooh, you did that? Ooh, I thought you was a woman of God. I thought he was a man of God. Oh, he did that. You didn't want people to look at you sideways. You didn't want people to judge you. You got things in your heart, things in your spirit. I hear God say, bring it to me. Bring it to me. Come on now. Bring it to me and leave it at the altar today. Because he said, I already know anyway. I already know anyway. You can't hide nothing from you. Listen, we're talking about a God that knew you before you knew yourself. He knows your mind. He knows your heart. He formed it. The very breath that you breathe, it is his breath. Your breath ain't even your own. Do you understand me? The only reason you're breathing, only reason you can do that, is because he breathed the breath of life on the inside of you. The Bible says that God blew into Adam. He breathed the breath of life in him, and man became a living, breathing soul. Without his breath, we ain't nothing. It is in him that we have our being. Come on now. And until you go back to the source, until you go back to your origin, until you go back to your creator, you ain't gonna make it. This world gonna chew you up and spit you out. Do you understand me? The devil is gonna wreak havoc on you, baby. You gotta go back to the source. It's only so long that you gonna be able to make it off your own power. Y'all know I'm telling y'all the truth. Just like with this iPhone right here, it's on 83%. I can leave this house, I can go do this, I can go do that, but it's only so long for that battery gonna die. It's only so long before I get a notification on this phone that say low power mode. Low power mode. It's giving you an alert. It's saying low power mode. In other words, find the charger. Find the charger station. Go back to the source. Recharge immediately. And that's what God is saying to you. Come on now. What percentage are you on in the spirit today? Some of y'all on 2%. You got to go back to the source, baby. You about to die out here. Come on now. You about to give it all up. You about to throw in the towel. You on 2%. Just like we got enough sense to rush home or rush somewhere and go get that charger, or we'll go ask somebody, hey, you got a charger? You got a charger I can use? We don't care if it's a complete stranger. We'll be like, you got an iPhone charger? Can I get a little juice? Can I get a little juice? I just need a little bit. Let me get a little juice. Come on now. We got enough sense to run to get a charger, but we got to have enough spiritual sense to run to Jesus and know when we own 2% in the spirit, and when we need God, we got to go back to the source. We need the power. Come on now. That's it, Melanie. You got to plug in. We got to plug into the source. I love y'all so much, baby. I love you. Keep on getting your transformation. God knows you by your name. He knows you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you. He sanctified you. He ordained you. He consecrated you, baby. You won't have things that people have in the world. That's what God told me. And that's what he's saying to you. So he said, take your eyes off the world. Don't imitate them. Don't idolize them. Because you're different. Your marriage won't be like theirs. Your business won't run like theirs. Your household won't run like theirs. Your kids won't be like theirs. And it's because you dance to a different beat. It's because you realize whose you are. He says, I have called you by name. You are mine. You belong to me. Somebody say that. I belong to God. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, I belong to God. I might not mean nothing to you. You might have all kind of folks that disown you. Won't even claim you as they own. Won't even claim you as their child. Won't even claim you as their sister. Won't even claim you. Won't even respect the anointing that God has placed inside of you. But God say, understand whose you are. You ain't gotta try to get acceptance from nobody else. Receive your divine acceptance today from on high, baby, from Jesus Christ. He says, I am your God. I am the Lord your God. And I know you by name. I have called you by name, and you are mine. God's property. That is who you are. And anytime the enemy come trying to put his finger on you, trying to lay a finger on you, he got an answer to God. Come on now. He got an answer to daddy about baby. And daddy coming in full parent mode. Who did it? Who did it? I hear him say, vengeance is mine. Ooh. He said, I will repay baby. God gonna hit him harder than you could have ever hit him. You gotta give it to your daddy, and you gotta let your father fight your battles. That's what I tell my children. I tell them that all the time. I say, somebody bother you? Come on now. I say, you get to a phone. You get your cell phone. You sneak off somewhere if you need to, and you call your mama. You call your mama. You let your mama come handle that. Do you understand me? Mama coming to handle that thing. Because I'm going to handle it in a way that you ain't able to handle it. Glory be to God. God going to handle that thing in a way that we ain't able to handle. So give it to him, baby. He knows you by your name. You are his. You don't have to try to fit in. You don't have to try to squeeze in. God gonna make room for you. I love y'all so much. I love you so much. I ain't even gonna go into the other scriptures. God say that's it. He said that's it. That's enough. I'm gonna tell y'all like how my pastor used to tell us. She said, that's it. She said, that's it. I can't give them no more. She said, I can't give y'all no more. She said, I give you any more, you're going to be throwing up in here. I can't give you no more. I feel it in the spirit. Them spiritual bellies is full. You fool. Somebody say, I'm fool. I'm fool. Mm. Over an hour of spiritual food. Your spirit has been fed today. Come on now. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Receive it today. This word got all your macros. Ooh. It got all your spiritual macros, all your protein, all the protein that's going to grow your spiritual muscles, get your spiritual muscles all big. Like Cardi be saying, I ain't got a muscle in this world, but he coming to mom. Look at my muscles. Ooh. Then he start flexing. My little nephew Dylan be doing that too. Be trying to flex like they got some muscles. Ain't got a muscle in sight. And be flexing. And then y'all know how we do. Ooh, that baby. No, he got some muscles. Ooh, go ahead, Cardi. Go ahead, Dylan. Ooh, I see them muscles. Ooh, that baby got some big muscles. Ooh. We be gassing them up. We be gassing them up and they be flexing even harder. Cardi be straining so hard. I'm like, boy, stop straining. You stop straining. You got muscles. I see them. Okay? You got some muscles. I love y'all so much, baby. I love you. If you can join me on June the 7th in Tallahassee, Florida, we're going to be kicking off our next Divine One seminar. And I want to see you in the building, baby. I want to see you in the room. Houston, Texas seminar was fire. Do y'all understand me? That thing was amazing. It was next level. And we're going to keep it rolling, baby. Next stop, Tallahassee, Florida, June the 7th. Go to IamLatoyaOkia.com. I'll put the link in the description for y'all in just a little bit. And if you can join me, I want you to join me. Listen, I said this on one of my other videos. A lot of times, most of my ministry, most of my teachings, my coaching, my mentoring, I'm looking at a camera. I'm looking at a camera. I want to meet the person that is on the other end of that camera. I want to meet the person that's on the other end of that camera lens. I want to meet you. I want to see you. I want to feel your energy. I want to feel your presence. I want to feel your spirit. Come on now. And I want you to feel mine. Because when you get in the room, baby, that thing is next level. Do y'all understand me? When kingdom connections come together, when kingdom family come together, woo, we have a good old time. We have a good old time, baby. So it's going to be June the 7th. Ashley Sanders, come on now. She said, I'll be there to you. Come on now. And Crystal Warner said, I'm still eating from the Houston seminar. Yes, Crystal Warner, that thing was good, baby. And I appreciate y'all so much, each and every one of you that came out. Oh, my goodness. God exceeded my expectations for Houston. Do y'all understand me? Houston was supernatural. It was the supernatural, divine power and fire of the Holy Spirit. And I just know Tallahassee is going to be the same way, baby. God will take it to a whole nother level in Florida when we touch down in that thing on June the 7th. So if you can join me, go to IamLatoyaOkia.com and get your seat, get your ticket, sign up. If you have any questions about the seminar, any questions about anything, we are here to support you and to answer your questions. Send us an email to support@IamLatoyaOkia.com and we're going to get an answer back to you shortly. If you have any questions, you want to know something or find out something, or you got to ask a question before you get your ticket, send us an email, support@IamLatoyaOkia.com. Because everybody that's meant to be in that room, I want you in that room, okay? I don't want nothing to hold you up. And please don't wait to the last minute, okay? Houston, we had a couple folks that waited to the last minute. And listen, it was a stretch to try to get this and get that taken care of. I don't want y'all to wait to the last minute. So listen, even if you thinking that it might be a slight possibility that you can be there, you need to go ahead and reach out to us now. You need to send the email now. Toya, I'm thinking about coming, but I'm trying to get this together with the kids. I'm trying to get, and let me know what's going on so I can pray for you, so I can cover you. Because I know the enemy going to try to stop you from getting there. He ain't going to want you to get there. Come on now. We got to know how the enemy work with his ugly self. My baby wore her shirt today. Taylor wore her shirt today. Bye, devil, with your ugly self. The devil don't want you to get to this seminar. Come on now. So even if you thinking about it, you might be able to come. I want you to go ahead and send me an email. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't wait till the last minute, baby. Come on in, come on in. And whatever is going on, send an email, let us know, and I'm going to be praying over you. I'm going to be praying over that situation. And God going to open up a door for you to be able to get there. Somebody going to pop up out of nowhere and be like, I keep eating children for you, baby. You can go. I had all kind of people in Houston. A lot of my divine ones in Houston that when I talked to them one-on-one, they was telling me, Toya, I had to go through this. I had to go through that to get here. Such and such. My mama didn't want to keep my children. My auntie didn't want to keep. And out of nowhere, come on now. My mama, it was like her spirit just changed. My auntie, it was like her spirit just changed. And she just, so like something came over her. And she ended up watching the kids. She even helped me find something to wear. She picked out something for me to wear. Come on now. That's God, baby. When you set an intention to be in the room, God said, I won't let nothing stop you. But you can't sit there in silence. Many times we try to deal with stuff in silence and we don't want to open up our mouth. Closed mouths don't get fed. Come on now. Closed mouths don't get fed. You got to open up your mouth, baby, because you don't know who God going to use to bless you. You don't know who going to open up a door for you to be able to get in that room. Then you get in that room and it change your life. Change your life. One day with God can change your life forever. Do you understand me? Get in the room. That's all. I can try to stress it as much as I can on a video, but you got to get in the room so you can feel it. It ain't even really something I can say. Of course, I got to talk to be able to tell y'all about it so you can get in the room, but it's something that you got to feel. To those of you that was in Houston, you already know what I'm talking about, baby. It's something that you got to feel. You got to feel this thing. And when you feel it for yourself, won't nobody be able to tell you no different. They can say whatever they want to say. You know, you done met face to face with your transformation. Get in the room. I love y'all so much. I love you. I love you. Now get on out of here. Find a bike though. Find a bike though and get on out of here. I got to go get my steps in before I pick up the children. I love y'all so much. I love you. I love you. I pray this message bless you today. I pray that it encourage you. Share it with somebody, baby. Send it to your cousin. Send it to auntie. Send it to your daddy. Send it to your brother them. They might look over it. They might don't watch it right now, but at least it'll be in their text messages and stuff. At least it'll be on their phone. And God said when they get to the season where they grow, when mama finally grow, when daddy finally grow, when that cousin finally come around, that word gonna be right there waiting on them. Don't say, well, they ain't gonna listen to that. They ain't gonna send it to them anyway. Send it to them and share it with them anyway. Share it with coworkers. Share it with them. They need the word. Come on now. I love y'all so much. Get on out of here now. Find a bike though. Find a bike though and slide on out of here. I love y'all. Y'all be blessed.